Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for the Buckhead Business Radio Show.
Already, once again, time for Buckhead Business Radio. Rich Casanova here, your host, and alongside me, Ryan Redhawk McPherson. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Rich. Another fine Tuesday morning here in Buckhead, ready for an exciting episode of Buckhead Business Radio.
Yeah, just coming off a holiday weekend, and lots of people out enjoying themselves. But
it's a Tuesday, but it feels like a Monday.
Yeah, it does, right. Yeah, exactly, yeah. So we have a great lineup of guests here in the studio. And just real quick before we jump into our guest, you're listening to Buckhead Business Radio, where we feature industry leaders throughout Atlanta and just operating from our Buckhead studio. And we have a great lineup in the studio this morning, speaking of that. And unabashedly pro-business, just very conversational. We're going to chat with some folks here. Let's just say hi real quick to the folks we do have joining us in the studio. And we'll just ask you to maybe introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about what you might be chatting about. So first up, we have Alicia Wilson with Core Power Yoga.
There you go. Good job.
Thank you. Yeah, good job. So how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, great. First time on the radio, certainly Business Radio X, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but yep. Yes and yes?
Yes and yes.
All right, nice. You're going to do an amazing job. So what will you be chatting about this morning?
We're opening Core Power Yoga, a national brand of yoga studios here in Buckhead. First one in the South, one in Atlanta.
Nice.
Here in just over a week, June 5th.
Yeah.
So really excited to bring Core Power Yoga to the Atlanta community.
Right. And don't give away too much information because I know you have an event coming up here.
Yep.
Stay tuned. Exactly. Yeah. And so, so first in the South, right?
Yes.
Nice. So get your yoga on.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if you already have that slogan, but you might want to.
I'm going to write that down there.
Yeah. Get that domain name. Yeah.
Trademark that.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Kevin will talk to us about that. So, and David Alex Steele, actually joining us back in the studio.
That's right.
You've been here before and you were in the food business at that time.
I was no longer in the food business now. Right. Yeah, exactly. Fitness industry.
Fitness. Yeah. Yeah. So what will you be chatting with the folks about?
Similar to Core Power Yoga, right. We have a national brand of spin studios, okay. One that's already open at Lenox Mall and one that will be opening in Ponce City Market.
So maybe we're going to do some spin yoga. Is that a thing or no?
It is a thing. Yeah.
Isn't it? I thought they call that break dancing when you just spin on the floor or whatever. Yeah. No.
Not quite the same thing.
Right? Okay. Yeah. All right. And also joining us in the studio, Emma Loggins. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
And you are the founder and creative director of?
Excite Creative Studios.
Good. That wasn't a trick question, huh?
Not at all.
And we've been trading already on social media before the show.
We have.
Yeah.
We have.
It was good to see somebody in the social media business is actually doing that.
I try.
And what will you be chatting with folks about?
About digital marketing, social media presence, and website presence.
Okay. Excellent. We'll definitely look forward to that. No yoga or fitness or any gymnastics performance?
I'm a fan of all of that.
Okay. Nice.
No.
Good answer. Yeah. All right, and our first guest joining us back in the studio, returning, is Kevin O'Malley. Welcome back to the show.
Morning.
Yeah. You sound peppy and ready
I
to
am.
Take
I'm
on
excited.
The day.
I am. I'm excited. With all this working out, I don't want to go to the gym, but...
Exactly. Radio's a little bit easier of a workout. Yeah. Although, you do build a bit more of a sweat, potentially, you know, being in on the radio, right?
That's right.
Okay, so, and you're going to be chatting with us today about?
Yeah, I'm actually here to talk about an upcoming event that B2B Camp is sponsoring called B2B Brewery. Marketing
brewery?
Mixer. Brewery.
I didn't hear brewery last time.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the opposite of working out. You got to go to the brewery.
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs>
Or maybe after you work out.
Yeah, yes. Get your calories and then
burn them off.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. It looks like we're trying to create a theme here. So I think we're on a good track so far.
Yes.
So B2B Bootcamp, don't give away all the secrets, but just a little teaser. What's your half-line elevator pitch?
Sure. Well, the B2B...
camp. I'm sorry.
Yeah, B2B camp. Sorry. Yeah, you're messing
I'm confusing
me.
You.
All this working out makes me want to boot camp.
Yeah, right, yeah.
No, this is actually the B2B camp version of working out with your professional B2B marketing sales
team.
So you can get together and
leave your boots at home, right?
That's right. Yeah. Okay. This is the non-active working out.
Nice. All right. And our first guest joining us in the studio, welcome to the show, Matthew Sweezy.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
Doing great. I waved as if people.
Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah. Sometimes we talk about our $1 million view here in the Buckhead studio. Yeah, it's like
that's amazing.
See it. Yeah, thank you. And we do have photos of it, so we'll get a photo of you waving later. So you are here with Salesforce.com.
Yes.
All right, good answer so far. And so before let's go ahead and get into your interview. So I'm gonna have Ryan kind of tee up the bio here for you, and we'll talk about Salesforce and all the magic you guys are doing over there.
Matthew Sweezy is a marketing evangelist. He is the head of thought leadership for B2B marketing at Salesforce.com. listed as one of the top 10 most influential B2B marketing thought leaders by Analytica, and one of the top 5 marketeers under 30 by Technology Association of Georgia. Matthew is a new breed of marketeer born digital and social. A consummate writer, he authors a column for Clicks.com on marketing automation, writes multiple blogs, and has been featured in publications such as Marketing Automation, Times, Moz, Mashable, Demand Gen Report, Marketing Sherpa, and is the author of Marketing Automation for Dummies. His work has been quoted in several books, including The Digital Marketeer, The Retargeting Playbook, and wrote the foreword to The Complete Guide to B2B Marketing. Welcome to the studio, Mr. Matthew Sweezy.
All right. Sounds good to me. Yeah. I think you can take over the show from here.
It sounds a little ridiculous to me. Right,
yeah. So apparently you've done some marketing over the years, yeah.
A little bit.
That's what I picked up, yeah. So speaking of marketing, let's jump into the landscape of, would you call this a recent phenomenon as far as all that you're engaged in on a day-to-day basis? I mean, 25 years ago, radio existed, but other than that, right?
Yeah, you can't look at it as just 25 years from now. You have to look at it more of like 12 months from now, right, and 12 months prior to this, and how different 12 months makes. I mean, when you look at a world technology, Moore's Law, everything's doubling in a half-life, and then you get into the technology and what that changes. You go back and just think about when, just go back 5-10 years, and most people didn't have cell phones. We still had landlines, and now you see more people in the world have cell phones than have clean drinking water or electricity. And you get into kind of what that means for the world from the marketing standpoint. And it's a completely different world of how we build these relationships, how people use technology, how businesses use technology, and kind of what that means for the marketing landscape and what we have to do to communicate via those modern media channels.
I just upgraded my flip phone last week, so yeah.
Did you get a camera on this new one?
Exactly, yeah. Well, I don't know. I haven't figured that part out yet. No, okay. I'm just teasing. I'm up to speed as well. But you're right. I mean, we talk about 2 to 5 year window, but I mean,
a 2 year window. Think about this. So IBM statistic is that in 2 years that the world creates more media than it was ever created in human history. So that's the average amount of content we create in 2 years now on the digital world.
It's funny you mentioned content, because when we chat with folks about our platform, it sounds like radio. It looks like radio. It is radio. We're actually internet. We're broadcasting live around the world. Right. But what's cool is that we're actually, at the end of the day, we're really a content machine, right? So each of these interviews can be repurposed a number of ways, from blogs to on YouTube, obviously the podcast. But it means businesses, yes or yes, businesses are starving for content.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. You can have any car as long as
exactly,
it's black.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. Exactly, yeah. So talk to about, businesses, some of your clients and customers or folks that are listening to the show that have, obviously we're a business radio that have their customers. What's the challenge for, are there people still offline today? I mean...
There are still people offline, and I'm not saying that offline is a bad methodology, right? The golden rule of marketing is you have to market where your consumers are.
Right,
I mean, if you're marketing to, no offense to Amish people,
right,
but they don't use technology, it'd be very difficult to reach them via mobile devices.
Right.
You have to just pick out where your consumers are, and some consumers are offline. Trade shows are technically offline, so there's a lot of things. But in general, most businesses are trying to understand what modern media does. You have a marketer that goes to a CEO and says, hey, last year I needed you to spend $60,000 on a new website, and now this year I need you to spend $100,000 on creating new content. And the CEO goes, well, I just gave you $60,000 last year. Where's that going? And it's just this constant evolution, and it's at a rate that is so fast right now that it's really changing. So it's no longer you can just say, 12 months ago we did this, and that's still going to work in the future 12 months. It's really how, what changes today and how do you do that today? But, every business struggles with what do we do online? How do we make value out of social media? What is the value of a tweet or a follower? These are very difficult things to work on, but they are being worked on and being figured out.
And then it's more of a rhetorical comment, but I guess the other challenge is how do you monetize that, right? Because you hear some of these astronomical numbers of people on social media and all the audience that they have, but it wasn't really until we launched this studio that I really saw for the first time all the activity I was doing online that actually transferred into we could monetize it, actually bring people to the table. No pun intended, but make business happen. But I want to go back to Salesforce, kind of the big picture here in a second. But to that point of businesses offline, I guess there are certain widgets or businesses that don't really need to be 24/7 engaged, right? It is more of a face-to-face, in-person, or if they're big industrial, they're selling boatloads of widgets, you know.
It's all subjective. There are no two businesses that market the same way.
Right.
It's completely subjective. You know, I've seen major companies that do that are strictly manufacturing might sell chemicals to, you know, some very nuanced market, and social media is a very impactful way. I think the hard part is understanding that no longer can a business say, hey, we are just going to do one thing.
Right. Yeah.
It's a modern mix of multiple things, and finding out what the appropriate mix is. It's very much more akin to baking than cooking, where inside baking, you know, small changes and differences can have drastic outcomes. Whereas, you know, cooking, you just throw stuff in a pot and everything's going to work.
Right.
It's very strategic, and I think that's the major difference that companies have a hard time with, is understanding the strategic and the technical aspects of what modern marketing is and how that differs from mass marketing, where you just throw up a billboard and expect outcomes to happen.
Yeah. Speaking of ingredients, I remember, I don't know how old I was as a kid at the time, I was trying to make oatmeal cookies, and I put in, instead of like 2 cups of water, I put in like 1/4 of water, and it was just all soup. So it does make a difference, the ingredients you add to the mix in your business. But talk about Salesforce. For people, I think we've all heard the brand,
right?
And for those that may not have heard about it, for the people that heard about it, I mean, what's your play? What's your claim to fame? What's the kind of the big picture? Your mission?
Yeah, I mean, our claim to fame is really it's a customer success platform. It's helping businesses really relate to their customer. I mean, we're the world's number one CRM application, the world's number one marketing application. It's really all about how to help businesses connect in a modern way to their consumers, and be able to do that and really put the customer at the center of their business. And we've been very successful with helping customers of all size do that. That's really kind of our claim to fame. Being innovative, we've been named as Forbes Most Innovative Company in the World for 4 years in a row. And it's really our advancements in technology and helping you just go back to that same line of helping those businesses put those customers first and at the center of their organizations, whether it's from the sales, service, or marketing angle.
This begs the question, as the world's largest or most prominent CRM, before there was a Facebook, there was Friendster, right?
Yeah, for a very short time.
Yeah, very, very short time. So who was before you guys?
Who was before us?
Who was the go-to CRM?
It's a great question. So if you've ever heard of this term, cloud computing or SaaS-based technology, we were the company that pioneered that idea.
Wow.
So we were really the first in our space to actually bring SaaS technology to the marketplace. So before us, there were non-SaaS vendors. So it'd be
like
really
ACT?
ACT would be a good example of a very small player. So, I mean, it'd be like comparing apples to oranges. It'd be like comparing a hovercraft to a horse and buggy. There are technologies like that. So pretty much anything that would be a database that would help people do those things. Yeah.
Okay. So we talked about, this 12-month window. What do you foresee and the challenges for marketers in the next 5 years? Is it even possible to look into that crystal ball?
No, it's totally possible. I mean, that's really what I do for a living. It's kind of look at that crystal ball and figure out where things will go. You're really going to find in the next 5 years, the major issues, the major hurdles that all marketers will try to figure out is, one, is how do they, first off, grow an audience?
Okay.
And that's going to be an audience across email, across social. And then two is, how do they value that audience? How do they actually prove the objective value, not a subjective value, on those audiences?
Right.
And then three is, then how do they actually convert that audience into actual revenue?
Exactly, yeah.
And it's just going to be a mix of those three things.
Okay. And talk to us about some numbers, budget-wise. Correct
more.
Me. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. Bigger.
Yeah.
Better. Stronger. Correct me if I'm wrong, but my perception of Salesforce, maybe it'll help to identify your sweet spot in terms of customers, but I see it as, not these behemoth companies that, but probably mid-level, a startup or having one or two salespeople, in terms of pricing, budget without, you probably can't give out exact numbers, but how does your business model work, and who's your ideal?
We actually work with anybody that wants to put their customer first in the organization. So work with anybody from small breweries like Eventide Brewing all the way up to some of the largest corporations in the world. So I believe more than 50% of the Fortune 500 uses our technology.
See, and that's the way the box I put you all in, right, is those big companies. But is there a benchmark if, number of employees or volume that makes sense, for them to budget for the y'all services? Or?
No, it's really not a budget or a size constraint. It's more or less how progressive do they want to be, and actually what are their business goals. It's really more or less about connecting and being able to be a platform where they can essentially, if you look at a modern business, three things has to happen. One is visibility into all things. So I need to have the same visibility into a person across all different touch points. And really, that's what a customer success platform does, is allow for that visibility to happen. Two is then for that information to be disseminated to the correct individual so the business processes can flow correctly, whether that's service, support, sales, marketing. And then three is really the ability to then report on that and action on that. So it's really a platform of action. So if we know that a person tweets out a specific thing or creates a business case or says something or has a sales interaction, we can automate the business processes internally to make us more efficient.
Okay, when you talk about visibility, it reminds me of this formula called VCP, which they say visibility. You have to be out there. People have to understand your brand and your message. That leads to credibility, because then they're like, well, I've seen this brand. I've seen this person. I get to build some trust, and then that leads to profitability, right? So a lot of times people try to put those in the wrong order, right? Okay, so I know we're going to jump you back in the conversation along with you with Kevin in just a moment. But before so, just tell our listeners the best way to find out about your widget, your offerings, and the company.
I'll just go to Salesforce.com or just Google CRM.
Right. You can actually Google CRM.
It's our stock. That's CRM.
Yeah, you better be there, right? Yeah. Ryan, would you check that real quick? Whatever. Yeah.
I'm on it.
Okay, nice. So hang out for a minute here. We're going to bring you back in just a moment. But let's jump over to Kevin O'Malley.
Hello there.
Yeah. You're still just as bright-eyed
as, chippy as I was before.
I know, exactly, yeah. So so talk to us about, let's go back into the B2B marketing and the camp, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, so we've partnered up with Demandbase, which is another marketing technology company that Salesforce works with, and bringing an event together, just a special event. We do a number throughout the year, but this one's really around centered around just networking.
Okay.
Getting together, having some beers, and talking about B2B marketing and sales.
So no presentations or...
Might be a brief one, but nothing that won't slow you down to try some great beer.
Okay. Let's back up for a second, a little bit about yourself.
Sure.
What's your background for the listeners? What brings you to the table here in B2B camp?
It's sort of a complicated one, but
we only have an hour show, Kevin, so keep that in mind.
Yeah. During the day, I work for a company called Catavault, head of marketing and sales development, and then at night, I have a hobby called B2B camp, and it was just an idea that has gone wild, and it's really around just getting people together that share the same passion around B2B sales and marketing.
I know. I think I've been at least two of them. I think it was your first one at Georgia Tech.
Yes.
Was that your first one?
Absolutely.
In fact, over the weekend, I was actually wearing your T-shirt, B2B Camp T-shirt.
Yeah.
I don't do selfies. If I did selfies, I would have taken a picture of it. Yeah. Nobody really wants to see that. Maybe the T-shirt.
Yeah.
Okay, so you didn't have to agree to that right away. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see that either. You're right.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so back to this event. Tell the folks when, where, who, and there's apparently beer involved.
Yes, absolutely. So it's going to be held at Eventide Brewery, which you can go to their website to find out exactly the directions and the address.
Right,
but certainly can give you that. But it's on June 3rd, 5:30 to 8 p.m. And we're going to be just gathering up. Should be about 100 people.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's going to be a good turnout.
Big time. And some of your sponsors or folks you're working with, you mentioned Salesforce is, what's their capacity or involvement, or put them on the spot there or whatever. Yeah, we need a check here today, Matthew, if you can. Whatever,
what is your involvement, Mr. Sweezy?
I'll be there.
Yes.
Okay, so Sweezy will be there in person.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's buying the first round?
I mean, with a bio like that, you have to have him there.
Absolutely, yeah. Good call on your part, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're also Demandbase, which is it's actually a company out of San Francisco.
Okay.
Really loves the Atlanta market and is trying to bring opportunities like this to meet Demandbase and get to mingle.
So they'll be there at the event. Are they going to try to have a larger footprint here in Atlanta or just
Absolutely, yeah. Atlanta is one of their key markets. And for those that are not familiar with Atlanta and the B2B technology space, this is a key market for anybody that's selling or creating B2B technology. And obviously Demandbase realizes that and sees the opportunity here and are trying to educate the market on what they provide.
Absolutely. So Matthew talked about salespeople and getting B2B marketing and salespeople. Why both groups and what's the play there, I guess?
Recently I heard a term called smarketing. which is the
that's a good one.
Somebody's really
get that domain name if you can.
In fact, I'm putting it down here.
It's already taken. I already checked. Unfortunately. Smarketing is a term wrapped around integrating sales and marketing, and it's a true function that companies are starting to create because of the fact that you can't really separate the two anymore, particularly in B2B space. So that's why we bring them together, so that they can share best practices and understand what their challenges are and opportunities are to work together.
Absolutely. So so speaking of beer,
yes.
If you were a beer, which one would you be and why?
If I'd be Pabst Blue Ribbon,
nice. In the can,
in the can,
true
in the
classic, can. True classic,
24 ounce in the can. Yeah, it's a classic, consistent, and always up for a good time. I don't, you know, I don't know what else to describe that. I don't know what are we talking about anymore?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, this is not. Yeah, earlier we had the Ale Radio, but it's a different show. Yeah,
sorry, wrong radio station.
We're going to come back to you in a minute during our roundtable, but tell our listeners right now, once again, they can probably find out about this at B2B Camp as well, right?
Absolutely, yes. Right. B2BCamp.com. I'll be putting it on the website here shortly.
Okay.
And the event, again, is B2B Brewery Marketing Mixer, and brought to you by Demand Base and Event Time.
And remind our listeners where and when again, please.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. June 3rd, 5:30 to 8. It's right on Grant Street near the stadium.
It's 1015 Grant Street, southeast, if you want the exact.
Look at you.
Absolutely.
Area.
Nice.
Yeah. And that was done without any GPS on his cell. What was I going to ask you about the this event? So that's a hard close at 8?
Hard close. We're kicking you out, cutting you off. No, you can at least stay a couple more minutes afterwards.
Get there early. Generous. All right, so hang tight here, gentlemen. Let's jump into our next guest here in introduction. Ryan, who's up next on the show?
Next, Rich, we have Emma Loggins, founder and creative director of Excite Creative Studios. She's also the founder and editor of Fanbolt.com, an entertainment news site she designed and developed herself back in 2002. The site covers all things television and film and also heavily features the Atlanta filming scene. Emma was also a contributing writer for CNN from 2011 through 2012. Welcome, Emma Loggins.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So television, film, now radio.
I know.
Right? Game over.
Everything.
Nice. Covering all the media outlets. So we talked about marketers, and we were having that conversation a little bit earlier. What's your take on what from the clients you deal with? And people that come to your place of business and interacting with you, what are some challenges that they face?
Well, I really think that content is king. Creating unique and engaging content is really the biggest challenge. And at Excite Creative Studios, that's really what we're all about, is creating a web presence that excites a brand's following. Okay. But I also think it's a huge challenge getting in front of that audience. You know, Twitter moves so quickly and Facebook only shows your updates to a fraction of your fan following. You have to have really engaging content in the first place for people to want to share it, to want to engage with it, to like it. And I think that's the biggest challenge.
Okay. And then, rewind for a second. So folks that have not heard of, your business, tell us your, claim to fame or, your value proposition, if you will.
Sure. With Excite Creative Studios, we're kind of a one-stop shop digital marketing company. We do web design and development, and we also, of course, do social media marketing and branding, and try to be a one-stop shop for all of our clients. And really, our main focus, as I said, was creating stuff that excites a brand's following. Yeah. That's the whole history of the name, too.
Right. The icing on the cake, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Now we've talked about Facebook and we talked about Twitter. What about LinkedIn? Because it's funny, I have some friends that I've known for a while, and you talk about LinkedIn, and they just always think about it just like a job search. You're just going to update your resume on there, right?
Right.
And not true, right?
No.
Okay, yeah. So enlighten us.
Get
us excited about LinkedIn, yeah.
There you go. Exactly. You have to be engaged on LinkedIn. Be active and be engaged. I like to tell my clients to set aside a certain amount of time, each week to really go on and be active on the site, to reach out to their connections, to see who's viewing their profile and reach out to those individuals and engage with them, update their status, update their company profile, post to LinkedIn groups, and then also identify individuals that they want to connect with and do business with, and then find common connections that can, do introductions for them.
I think the holy grail for me on LinkedIn, I had been, early adopter, if you will, and had been, but really until I engaged in the discussion groups, to me, that was a game changer.
Right.
Because now I'm talking with like-minded folks, or they're reaching out to me. So that was a milestone moment. But Ryan, I wanted to bring you in for a second because I think you remember some of the stats. On LinkedIn, it's a two-part kind of question and comment. Is that the benchmark is what? Is it 3,000 or 5,000? No, 500 followers was the minimum.
Right.
Right. So I think I have over 3,000 or something like that. But I thought about trying to whittle those down because I'm thinking a lot of these people I connected with 5 years ago in another business, another life. I'm not even in that space. And do I want to have that confusion or cloud or the help
noise.
Me out, somebody.
Noise.
Noise. There you
noise.
Go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Finally. Yeah. So all that noise going on, I was thinking about kind of disconnecting with some of those people. But then we had Randy Kessler in here this morning on Atlanta Legal Experts Radio, and he is a influencer. So he has, how many followers did he have or connections? Not if it was a million, but I don't know what the benchmark is to be an influencer is maybe 200,000 or something like that, right? So what's your take on that? To whittle down or?
I think it really depends on what your goals are with LinkedIn. I personally don't want to be, I like all of my connections to be someone that I know and I can facilitate an introduction with my other followers if they want me to reach out to someone. I don't want to be like, oh, I've connected with them, but I don't really know them.
Right.
Yeah.
But then it is kind of a tough call because maybe they might, you might end up needing each other's services down the road.
Exactly. I think in those kind of cases, if you don't really know someone, it's good to kind of reach out and reconnect with them. Or if you've never met them, say, hey, let's get coffee and talk about what we do.
Okay. Now, on our notes here is WordPress. I really kind of, we do this and it's no fun. It's a lot of work
sure
to do our WordPress up to speed. So talk to us about, you're a big fan of using WordPress. Why?
I love it. Most of the client sites that we do are based on WordPress or WordPress sites. Even when I was working with CNN, the blog that I was working with for them, Geek Out, was WordPress based. So it's such a huge scalable solution for businesses, and especially for small businesses, it allows for the owner or whoever they grant access inside the company to be able to come in, log into the site, update the photos, update the content without needing a web designer.
Right.
But then, of course, if they want to still use a web designer to add that content to the site, it's usually a lot quicker for the designer to do so.
Right. Like I said, I mean, it's a struggle and effort and energy, but we use WordPress here for all the network studios. And that's how we post the show that we'll be tuning into later for visitors. And we put in all the meta tags and everything else. And it's amazing. I'll go online and just type in a guest name that was on the air a year ago, just under Google. And half the time it'll come up with photos from the studio and the podcast from the studio. So it's definitely worth it. I mean, so talk to us about, there is an update with Google, latest algorithm change.
Yes, the main one that really affected everyone was in April, and they called it Mobilegeddon, because if you didn't have a mobile-friendly website, you were kind of up the creek. So a lot of people saw their rankings drop on Google.
Right.
And they had another one since then as well, which is kind of, Google hasn't talked about it a whole lot, but it affected how they rank quality sites. Yeah. So a lot of companies between those two have seen, declines in ratings, or rankings rather, on Google. So if your website isn't mobile friendly, and that doesn't mean just show up on your phone,
right.
It means optimized for, mobile devices, then that's something that they need to get looked at pretty quickly.
Now, we had a corporate meeting, and that came up just recently. I think they had to spend over $60,000, $70,000 on the site and all of the working pieces and parts for, and there was that hard deadline with Google, and it's like they kind of... you got to do what they say, right? And we were mobile, but we weren't to their spec. So now we are. Good news. But meanwhile, so talk to us about FanBolt and your journey in founding that and the backstory there.
Yeah, it's such a labor of love for me. I started the site in 2002. In 2005, the creator of the OC found it, showed it to Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers brought me in to run their official site for the series until the show wrapped. really made the most out of that opportunity and made as many connections as I could and started building out the site because WordPress wasn't really, you know, what it is today then. So WordPress was all custom developed and now it's in WordPress. But I've done hundreds and hundreds of celebrity interviews, set visits, you know, movie reviews, general entertainment news, all that fun stuff. And obviously with everything going on here in Atlanta, we're doing a strong focus on what's going on, what all these kind of code signs mean, the yellow signs we see around town. So, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. So you were slumming it with the celebrities at OC. Were you out there in California or were you here working remotely? Or?
Yeah. I've grew up in Jonesboro and live in Atlanta now. Wow. So I was doing I went out. I traveled out. But, I've always been based here.
Well, we may have your name on the wall right here. We have a show concept for Georgia Entertainment Radio.
I love it.
Yeah. So we need to talk after the show about that.
Definitely.
So tell our folks the best way to reach out and find out about your services.
ExciteCS.com is our website. And, of course, on Twitter and Facebook at ExciteCS. And me personally, Emma Loggins, across all the social media sites.
Yeah, I see everything listed here. So it's Excite and then CS for Creative Studios.
Exactly.
All right. I had my morning Wheaties. I connected those dots there. All right. So so hang out and we'll check back here in just a moment. So thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And so we could we turn over our WordPress to you for
absolutely
$5, $7, $8
we'll talk
per
we'll
word talk. Or something. Yeah. Okay. So so Ryan, who's up next?
Thank you, Rich. It's my pleasure now to introduce Mr. David Alex Steele, Studio Director of Psych Fitness here at Lenox Mall. Before he was in the restaurant management industry for 7 years, including the opening of True Food Kitchen at Lenox Mall. Now he leads the charge at Psych Buckhead for business development and marketing in the Atlanta area. Welcome, David Alex Steele.
Thank you very much.
All right, David Alex, David Alex.
David Alex, David DA. Alex. Doesn't really matter.
All right. Yeah. Nice. So, yeah, welcome back to the show. You were in a while back with True Food Kitchen.
I was.
When that initially launched to the market here, right?
Correct.
And recently, I actually went over there a couple of, I don't know, 6, 8 weeks ago. I said, is David Alex here? And they're like, they didn't say who, but they're like, no, we don't believe he's here yet.
No, yep.
Okay, so so you have a new game in town here in the Psych Fitness?
Correct.
So tell us, Psych, that's CYC.
Yeah, CYC.
Not the other Psych. Yet.
No. In fact, we actually call our instructors psychologists,
nice.
And that's CYC Psychologists.
Nice.
Psych is an interactive environment where we basically recreate a nightclub scene, if you will.
Wow.
Dark lights, neon lights, black lights. Everybody that comes in usually wears neon colors, and we ride to the beat of the music. And so it's a 45-minute interactive show, basically,
wow.
Where you ride to the beat of the music, and then 50% of the class you spend doing weights.
Okay.
And so you're engaging...
While you're on the bike? Whatever.
Exactly,
no.
Yeah. Yeah,
for
while
real?
You're on the bike.
Okay.
So you're engaging the entire body the entire time, and we can scale accordingly. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pounds in each hand, and the... movements are designed around sports movements like volleyball, swimming, rowing, things like that.
And like I was saying earlier beforehand, you'd been, it was, I don't know, not a year ago, but it's been quite some time. When did you first start up with Psych?
I started with Psych in January.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Just as working a couple days a week at the front desk, kind of getting used to the concept, fell in love with the actual working out aspect, and then kind of got recruited out of the restaurant to come run the show down here.
Yeah, because I was mentioned when you first came in, I thought maybe you were Matthew, because I've never met Matthew. I'm like, who is this guy? You must be Matthew. Because you've lost some weight since being in the food business, right?
Oh, yeah. When you're in the food business and you can just eat.
Different.
Yeah, you can just eat whatever you want all the time. It's great.
It's all free food. Yeah, now you gotta pay for it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so where are you guys located? And is this part of a bigger brand? Or tell us the backstory.
This is a national brand.
Okay.
We currently have 5 studios, including the one that we have at Lenox Mall. The one in Lenox Mall is inside of the Forum Athletic Club, which is a hidden gem at Lenox Mall.
Yeah, where is that actually in the mall? Because I go over there for lunch and the free massage at the, what's that store?
Massage Envy.
The tech store with all the gizmos and gadgets.
Brookstone.
Yeah, Brookstone.
Yeah.
Yeah. y'all need to hang out every week because my memory's not what it used to be yet. All right, so but where in the mall? Give me a landmark or a store.
It's underneath the Macy's parking garage. So that's the plaza level. Okay. Right next to the tuxedo shop, and
as Kevin's pointing out to our window,
correct,
yes,
correct, directly outside
right
the window
over there.
Right, yeah, exactly, yeah. All right, so what's y'all's unique element in the fitness industry? I guess, or you kind of did a great description of the experience, right?
Yeah, and the experience is the difference because a lot of times what you find with spin studios or spin in general is that you're just engaging the legs, basically riding. Not to the beat of the music, but to music, but not necessarily to the beat of the music. And this you spend more time engaging the entire body in a scene that is fun. So you basically get to the end of the 45 minutes and you're like, oh my God, it's over.
Right,
I'm ready to do it again.
Yeah. So you have to actually keep beat with the music as
well? Yeah, exactly. Wow. So the psychologist.
That is challenging.
Yeah, right.
The psychologist will basically call right every time your right foot has to go down.
Okay.
So that you know when if you're on the beat or not.
Did you just say psychologist?
Yeah. Yes, that's CYC psychologist.
Psych.
Great. Wow. Great for listening along.
Love it. Thanks for listening. Yeah.
I just want to reconfirm.
Yeah, exactly.
For
those
listeners
just tuning in. Yeah. So, so speaking of listeners, how can they schedule? What's your business model as far as for the consumer to schedule or memberships or?
There's lots of different ways. So you can come right into the studio. Definitely give you a tour, and we'll get you signed up right away. Or if you want to sign up online, you can go to psychfitness.com, and then everything's done through that. You can buy individual rides. You can buy packages. You can buy unlimited rides, and. You know what, I forgot to mention one thing that really sets us apart is pop-up rides that we call. Basically,
pop-up
it's
bride,
a,
not
a bride.
Bride. I thought he said bride.
No, pop-up not bride.
What you doing, Tinder?
That's a new app right there, yeah. Let me go to a pop-up bride, see who's, yeah. I need to get married this week. This weekend for tax reasons, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's fast track it. Sorry, we just hijacked your interview,
you did.
David.
That's okay.
Enunciation, yeah.
Yes. Pop-up ride.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We take 20 bikes out of the studio and basically place them in different areas in the city.
Wow.
And do an experience in public, basically. So
is this like advertised on Twitter?
It's going to be advertised on Twitter. I've got some professional photographers coming out. It's going to be something that Atlanta's not really seen
yet.
That's
pretty cool. They used to call that a mashup, or what did they call that? A mash mob or flash
mob? Flash mob.
They still do flash mobs anymore or no?
No.
That's a no.
But they do now pop-up rides.
Yes, they do. On the rooftop of Sky House.
Emma, can you get on that or whatever? Yeah.
Yes.
She's tweeting out.
She's tweeting about her.
Nonstop, yeah. Okay, so back to business now. So I don't know if you can talk pricing, but budget-wise, or talk about options so they can pay by the ride? Or
yeah, you can pay by the ride, which is $25 a class.
Okay.
Your first one, you don't pay for shoes unless you have your own shoes.
Okay,
we're talking about cycling shoes, I imagine.
Oh, correct. They're specialty shoes.
They're specialty shoes.
I just can't wear my shoes I got in my boots from boot camp.
Nope. We actually lock into place because you ride so fast, your feet wouldn't be able to stay on the pedals. So
Rich, I'm the only guy that's sweating just thinking about this.
I'm gonna go outside real quick. Okay, so
$25 a class. You can buy packages. Right now, you've got a special deal, $198 a month, including shoes, which is equivalent to basically two classes a week. So if you're going to take two classes a week, that's $230 that includes shoes. So if you're going to take at least two classes a week, it's worth getting the unlimited package.
Can I bring my bowling shoes in here?
Absolutely not.
That's the only time I've had to rent shoes or buy shoes or whatever, yeah. We don't charge shoes at the door here, do we, Ryan? Or do you have a pair of shoes for everybody?
No, we could rent them out, though. That would be a good way to...
Yeah, $2 a time.
Everybody has to wear 10 and a half. I just saw the cobbler.
Sweezy only wears flip-flops, though. That's exactly going to be a problem.
Right. Yeah, I don't do the shoe thing.
We'll work on that, yeah. Okay, so... I apologize. My apologies here, but it's very entertaining, obviously, engaging. So tell folks a way to find out about Psych Fitness.
Definitely check out our social media tag. It's at Psych Fitness. That's CYC Fitness. Or you can check us out online at psychfitness.com.
Okay, well done. And now back to business. Let's try a serious interview this time. Can we, Ryan? So you set the stage for our next guest.
Okay, thank you, Rich. I'd like to introduce at this time Alicia Wilson. She is Buckhead's studio manager for the first Core Power Yoga studio in the South. Ever since her first class at CPY in 2011, Alicia has felt a strong connection to the people and the transformation that make up CPY community. Her education as a professional dancer in Chicago initially brought her to the practice of yoga, and her love of business was formed in her management career at Starbucks. Throughout Alicia's journey with CPY, she has received certification in power, hot power fusion, and yoga sculpt teaching trainings. Led numerous of those same trainings and managed several studios in Chicago. Now, as Buckhead Studio Manager, Alicia cannot wait to share the CPY experience with the entire city of Atlanta. She is excited to meet new people, create a custom yoga journey for each person who walks into the studio. Stop into the Buckhead Studio and start your journey into yoga today. Who knows what you will find?
All right. Well, Alicia, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get serious now, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, got a little out
serious
of control there, yeah.
Yeah.
Hot power fusion, no. So, Core Power Yoga.
Yes.
What's y'all's unique?
Yeah.
Tell us your backstory, I guess.
Yeah. So, Core Power Yoga is similar to Psyche, a national brand of yoga studios. We have over 100 studios nationwide.
Okay.
This is going to be the first one in the South.
Wow.
First one in Atlanta.
Dang.
What really sets us apart is the consistency of our classes. You could come to a yoga class here in Atlanta, a yoga class in LA, a yoga class in Chicago, and get the same experience from when you walk in the door. Very spa-like atmosphere, nice showers. You can come in, get ready, take a class, get ready, go to
before
work.
Before work, after work.
As well as having a powerful movement emphasis. So rather than, a lot of times people think of yoga and it's like, oh, I'm going to do
very
some stretches.
Serene. Can you fall asleep during, do people fall asleep during yoga?
Not so much at Core Power. You could.
Right.
It's a format that we have that's very different from a lot of other yoga studios called Yoga Sculpt, a heated power yoga with weights. So it's like a cross between a strength training class that you find at a gym and a yoga practice.
So that's like sounds like yoga on yoga.
Yep.
On steroids.
Yep, cranking yoga up.
But you don't have to rent your shoes, do you?
No shoes required.
Okay. Nice.
We actually asked you to take your shoes off.
Thank you. Okay. So this is the grand opening is coming up. It's not open yet.
Not yet.
Wow.
It's coming up soon.
So we're getting
June
a scoop
5th.
On it here.
Yes, this is the inside scoop. Okay. June 5th is our official opening date.
Okay.
Coming up in just about a little over a week here, and we have a lot of great stuff coming up.
So after they have some beer at Kevin's event on June 3rd,
that's right.
They need to go to get your yoga
sounds
on.
Sounds like a great week.
Exactly.
Okay, so there's an event we were kind of teasing earlier.
Yeah.
What's coming up here in Atlanta to kind of launch this?
So we have a lot of great events coming up over the next week. One happening tomorrow morning, a sunrise yoga series at Shops Around Lenox, right outside Lenox Square Mall, 6:30 a.m. and watch the sunrise while you do some yoga.
Dang.
Right. Nice way to get
I'll
get
be
going.
There. That sounds exactly, fun. Yeah.
I'll be teaching the class, so it's a great way to come out, meet me, and get your yoga on right out in front of where the studio is.
Okay.
We also, an event I'm really excited for is we're taking over Atlantic Station Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, June 30th, or May 30th.
Okay.
And we are doing yoga in their Central Park there at Atlantic Station.
Yeah, like in the open part.
In the open part. Really a huge event. 150 people can attend.
Wow.
And the part I'm really excited about is we're handing out free King of Pops popsicles
to
everyone
nice.
Who attends.
Yeah, love that. Those are good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I just come for the pops or whatever? Yeah.
is that
a pop-up yoga then?
Pop-up yoga.
Oh, sorry.
King of pop yoga, yes.
Right, king of. And a little reward for getting your yoga on.
Okay, nice, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all about just give me a little reward, a little carrot flavored. Okay, so at Atlantic Station, so is how do people find out about that? Is there a cost for that?
No cost.
Really?
Free yoga, free King of Pops. We're providing.
At what time? It's not 6:30, is it?
No, it is 11 a.m.
Now
we're
talking.
A little more
there you go. There's a trifecta.
There you go.
There's a trifecta. You know, I don't have to stumble out of bed. I can get there. No cost.
Yeah, no shoes required.
Sorry, we're not like trying to bash poor David
rough
Alex.
Crowd
it is,
rough
yeah.
crowd,
y'all can fight it out later, whatever. Yeah.
And
but they're very different, though, right? The experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the great thing is that yoga really complements other athletic
workouts.
Yeah. Because
it kind of helps decompress or stretch out and fill in the blanks there. From what I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah, Rich. Rich. Come on, keep going.
And that's a lot of people of our students at Core Power Yoga are people who engage in other types of fitness or exercise, runners, cyclists.
Yeah, we had an MMA fighter here on yesterday for the Memorial Day, Veterans Day. And then who did we have Cross Fitness? Ryan, what, are you looking at me blank just to make me look bad or whatever? Yeah, I could do that by myself. Yeah. That was Bruce Hagan, right?
Sounds good.
Apparently Ryan clocked out or whatever. Yeah. We'll, so, the point being is that they do all these other types of training. Mm-hmm. And yoga, for those that don't know about it, kind of what's the benefit?
Yeah, the biggest benefit of yoga over other, or I should say in tandem with other fitness ventures, is the mind-body connection. Yoga is a really great way to not only find a stretch in your body to strengthen muscles, but as well as to connect what's happening in your thoughts with what's going on with your breath, with what's happening in your body. So it's really great time to really invest in yourself and take time kind of away from all the outside stimuli of the world and spend time with just yourself. The really cool thing about coming to a yoga class is that you're working on that venture of yourself surrounded by a community of people. And that's another thing that Core Power is really passionate about, is the community of individuals that come together to work on themselves, and coming from all different walks of life. So an MMA fighter, a business person,
a radio DJ,
a radio DJ,
just there for the popsicles.
Exactly, yeah.
Whatever gets you there.
Yeah, it is, because sometimes you need that enticement or something exciting, something different.
Exactly.
And then once you engage, you're like, wow, I had this misunderstanding of yoga, and but you hit on a good point, is that we are kind of, all dialed in 24/7 with all these gizmos and gadgets, and we're kind of working all in the fast lane. And it used to be back in the day, we're talking to Matthew about 25 years ago before the internet, it was kind of 8 to 5. And once you kind of clocked out, you were kind of, doing other stuff. But now it's like, we're up at 6:30 doing our yoga.
Yeah.
We do a full day of work, and work doesn't end after that. We're online and then 11, and it starts all over again the next day. So that decompressing and kind of stress relief, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And what are some takeaways from some of your clients that use that? I mean, have you had some feedback from, their experience in terms of...
Yeah, it definitely is, like you said, that decompression and just that time to turn off your phone and not have it on you for an hour.
Wow.
And really dial into what's going on with you to strengthen how then you give out to whatever it is you do in your life is a really powerful way to transfer lessons of what you're working on your mat to your experience in your life. So whether that be practicing patience with yourself through yoga postures, through your breath, to then be able to take that patience and go into your workday or to your family. It's a really powerful tool, and that's yoga in general having it explode over Western society recently. I think that's really the key, is that it's that main difference of you have all of these other things going on in your life, and to take the time to stop and reflect and reset before you keep going is that need that people are starting to have for yoga. And at Core Power Yoga, we make it really accessible. So whether you've never heard of yoga, whether you do yoga all the time, there is a place for you. There is very accessible, very consistent, a place to move, a place to grow with yourself.
Yeah, it allows you to kind of center yourself, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what they, is that namaste? What is that
namaste.
All about?
Namaste.
What's that all about?
It could be namaste.
Either
one.
Do you speak Russian? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is that all about?
So that, that namaste is a phrase that is set to mean it's to close or open a yoga class. And in India, it actually translates to a hello, goodbye. And so it's a way to acknowledge what's happening with you is what's happening with me, and to connect everyone
and
together.
Kind of the world around you. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And so, and that's another great thing at Core Power Yoga, is that teaching of bringing together English with the language of Sanskrit, which is what namaste is.
What I was trying to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes you go
I'm
into a yoga class.
I'm still working on my
class,
English. So yeah.
Yeah. Oftentimes you go into yoga class and they say Tadasana, Padahastasana,
really?
And you're like, what now?
Yeah.
Exactly. And so one thing we do is use the English words alongside
That's
to
good.
Teach you what those words mean, but also not to overwhelm and say, what?
So you need like the, Rosetta Stone in order to take your...
No Rosetta Stone needed at Core Power Yoga.
That's good to know, yeah. So tell us once again, kind of remind us of the opening, the event lineup, where you all are located. And it says something here about you have some classes. What's some offerings you have for the grand opening?
Yes. So big event coming up May 30th, Saturday, 11 a.m. Atlantic Station. Free popsicles. Start off with that one.
There's the trifecta.
And then we are located at Shops Around Lenox at 3400 Around Lenox Road, right by Lululemon. Okay. We are opening on June 5th and have a grand opening celebration on Thursday, June 4th at 7 p.m. I'll be teaching a class and we'll have food, drinks, giveaways, big celebration to welcome Core Power Yoga into the community.
Pizza? Will there be pizza served? Or not likely. So, but there's some free offerings, some classes.
Yes.
Or,
yes. So, where our big thing is that we offer a free week of yoga to everybody who comes into the door. So it's a great way to try yoga, to try the experience.
Right.
Anyone who has never been to a Core Power Yoga studio before can come and try us out for a week. We're also offering an opportunity to get involved in membership. Before we open, called the founding membership. So
nice.
A discount on our monthly membership, and you can, any of our packages and memberships, you can use at any of our studios across the country.
Oh, really?
So people who travel for work, and we're opening in more and more cities across the country. So
there's 100 so far, right?
Yep, about 100, opening even more in the next year.
And can you talk about, pricing? Is there, as far as memberships?
So our normal pricing of unlimited yoga is $155 a month.
Okay.
We're offering right now, before our studio opens, $115 a month, and you're set with that.
Locked in?
Locked in with that for as long as you keep the membership and can utilize any of the Core Power Yogas across the country.
Okay. And then after, will you all come back and teach some yoga in the studio before we go on the air?
Yeah.
Nice.
That would be great.
Okay, so and then so tell our listeners the social media, websites, all the good stuff.
So find us on Facebook, Core Power Yoga Atlanta, and our website is corepoweryoga.com. And you can find all the information about the Buckhead Studio opening. And we also will be opening a second location at Ponce City Market later this summer.
Well said. All right. So I feel smarter and more fit and more educated than when we started the show. So
great.
Mission accomplished, y'all. Well done.
Thank you.
So let's kind of wrap up here, if you will. I don't know if, Ryan, you have a couple of questions and open up the panel as well.
Right, yeah. So we've been talking business, been talking fitness, and keeping stats over here. So far, Rich, you've had 3 great questions, 2 let's be serious, and only 1 bad joke. So we're doing pretty good.
That's the first time you get a ranking or whatever, yeah.
Right.
Well. So I only had 3 really good questions.
Yeah, you had 3 great questions, and it's funny because they provide the questions for us. So, I mean, when you get the great question, it's like, who wrote that?
Hey, I have some chicken scratch on my notepad here, too, so yeah.
No, but...
questions I couldn't remember.
That's true.
Those or no?
That's true. And we'll get back to that later. But we know that business and fitness, they kind of go hand in hand. You've got to work on it every day. You can't just let your business stay by itself. You got to keep working on it, just like your fitness. You got to work on it every day, whether it's cycling or yoga. So start back with Matthew here. Any other tips that you can give for businesses out there marketing their business and where they can go forward, using your platform, Salesforce?
Yeah, I just think one basic tip is if businesses understand that the relationship is the key and that relationship takes a constant work, and that work is called marketing, and it takes a lot of different forms, but constantly working on building that relationship and maintaining that relationship every day should really just be the focus of their marketing programs.
Yeah, we love relationships here at Business Radio X. That's what we do. We build relationships, not only with our listeners, but with our in-studio guests here today, so hopefully we can all just have one big group hug before we leave the studio today.
We'll do some yoga.
Would agree with that. Relationships is key. And Kevin, speak on that for me. How your relationships, you can be making some at your event coming up here, right?
Absolutely. That's a great segue into the June 3rd event.
Segue.
Yes, okay. That's right. over at Eventide Brewery. Mm-hmm. But it is really about relationships, and that's why we bring people together, because you're not going to learn those skills unless you're to truly leverage the technology, unless you're really working with others to better understand them. So
yeah, on a regular basis, not something you can do once a year, or twice a year. You've got to do it, once a month or if
we
not
do.
More.
With the way the pace of technology is changing, thanks to companies like Demandbase and Salesforce, you have to keep up with what's going on out there, and that's why we bring people together to talk about it.
That's why we do the same thing here at Business Radio
X. Thank
you
very much. We appreciate
that. Yes, you get lost in the sauce, as we say,
yes.
if you do not stay consistent with your content, and your networking, and all that. So Emma, any other final thoughts from you about social media? How does that play into, you know, where you're going from here?
Yeah, you know, I always like to compare social media to like a cocktail party. You know, it's about being listening. It's about listening and engaging and not just trying to sell yourself or your company. And that goes into building relationships and lasting relationships. So that would be my last word.
Yeah, relationships online, whether it be Twitter. You know, I think Twitter is kind of like a statement. Facebook is more of a conversation. LinkedIn is kind of a networking platform. And what is Instagram? Just, you know, hey, look at my picture of my food.
What are they doing?
So that's the only one we're not on here, and keep trying to talk to Rich about getting us involved with Instagram.
We have an account. You can follow us. We just don't do anything on Instagram. I did have a quick follow-up question
good,
for
jump
Emma.
In.
With FanBolt, mm-hmm. are you doing any, you didn't really touch on, are you engaged in any local Atlanta entertainment scene?
Yeah, we've done a ton of set visits here, lots of interviews. Obviously, what's really great is we don't have a lot of big competition here. So in comparison to LA or New York, so we get really great access. And right now we're at just over 200,000 members on the site, doing 500,000 hits a month. So we have, you know, because of our numbers, have great access into the community here.
So where do you spend more of your time, on the FanBolt or the creative studio?
I work a lot. I'm a workaholic. So honestly, both are full-time jobs for me, and I love both of them so much.
I think people want to know on a consistent basis what movies are in town, what mm-hmm. celebrities, and where they're staying. You know, and we really want to arrive as the Hollywood of the South until we have our own TMZ
right.
here in town. You know, then we'll know that, you know, we've got enough action going out there on the movie sets that people can stay engaged. So I'm always going to online to see, you know, who's doing what and where, and trying to figure that out. So if you see Tom Cruise driving around, let me know.
We'll do TMX here.
I like
excellent,
it.
Right? Okay, good one.
Is that another joke? Is that number two?
Marking that down here, right? We'll tally it up here later.
I feel sweat. I'm starting to sweat a little bit.
Your cloud nervous. Score just went up, I think. Yeah.
And I wanted to ask, follow up to David Alex here about, you know, the Psych Studios, the Psych Fitness Studios. And what kind of music you guys got going on over there? Is it the pop music, the new stuff, or do you guys create your own kind of hip-hop stuff? What do you got going on there?
It's a lot of everything. So the psychologists are technically the DJ for the music. So they are required to basically mash up whatever songs they want to ride to the beat of each individual song. So whether or not you're riding slow, climbing a hill, quote-unquote, if you will, or riding fast. Basically, they mash up a bunch of songs. And we do theme rides, too. So, we'll announce that and say, hey, we're going to do a, you know, David Guetta ride or a, you know, an EDM ride or whatever we want to do.
Can you do a Lady Gaga ride for Rich? That's what he loves.
I was actually hoping for John Denver. Any John Denver in your catalog? People are like, who?
John Denver.
That's a throwback. I have to Google that one later, right, for the young folks out there.
Is it me or people teaming up on me? Yeah.
Oh, well, very good. Look forward to good things over there. I know you like Lenox Mall because your last two jobs have been over there at the mall. So let's hope you just stay at Psych Fitness for a while.
Yeah, well, I'll be traveling back and forth between Lenox Mall and Pond City.
That's right. And that's opening when?
Great question.
Ryan.
Details.
Write that down. Got your question from Ryan. Yeah. Just don't open a radio station over at Lenox Mall. Yeah.
Right.
Just
no, we're going to
stay
pass
out of that business. Yeah.
Well, come back and let us know or tweet us, and we'll share that on our platforms soon.
September-ish.
Okay. Yes, keep that in mind.
That's for Ponce because the Buckhead is already open.
Ponce is an ish situation anyway. They don't know when they're opening. Yeah.
Right. Pontius Market.
Yeah.
I like Pontius Pilate. But
that's a good one. Bad joke.
Another joke. That's number three.
That's not number three.
And we're out of here. Yeah.
Now, one more follow up for Alicia here and Core Power Yoga. And you guys are opening June 5th. Is that right?
Correct.
And then once that studio is up and running, are you looking for more locations in the Atlanta area? Any kind of parts of town you're targeting or thinking about?
Yes. Pont City Market as well.
Man, everybody loves Pont City Market.
That will be later this summer.
Yeah, very good. And and then you guys will be able to have memberships, or people can come in and just do a single lesson. I've got a little background in yoga myself.
Awesome.
And have experienced Ashtanga yoga, which is a very physical
breathing,
and it wears you out too. But it's great for, like you said, the mind, the body, and the soul. So
correct.
Good. And how often do you participate in yoga?
Daily.
Yes. So
it's a great job perk to have that right there.
Right. Yoga for free, right?
Yeah.
Right. And then how many classes will you be teaching a day?
Yeah, I'll be teaching 5 classes a week. So check out the schedule, Alicia W. stop by for a class, and it'd be great to have everyone.
Absolutely. Maybe, Rich, we can sign up for a class together. We'll do couples yoga over there or something.
I'm just thinking with the King of Pops or whatever.
Okay,
yeah,
so, very good. King of Pops, yoga. You've done
yoga in the past, so you know all about Namaste.
I do. Yeah. That's my favorite part is the breathing at the end where you kind of go into your Zen moment there.
Unfortunately, we're almost out of time, so yeah.
Well, that's good. Well, another good show, Rich. Good mix. You know, we always say, how do we bring our guests together? But we did it. We did it once again.
It's radio magic.
Well, enjoy it, listeners, while you can.
I got a magic trick real quick if we got time. No, never mind. It's radio. Right. Yeah. So, wow, this was a great show. It's my favorite time of the day. And getting to meet y'all and find out what you do. And so stay tuned for more. And we'll have all this content up on the site as well. And I will see you next week on the radio.